Hi everyone, welcome to The Skinny, where we get down to the nitty-gritty of style, fashion, beauty, and living an empowered life. I'm your host, Shazan, a fashion and beauty expert in the industry for 20 plus years, a wife, mom of two, and I'm here to help you become your most beautiful and confident self from the inside out on a savvy budget. Your clothes have a voice of their own. Have you ever stopped to check or hear what they may be saying about you? You don't get a second chance to make a first impression. That's a quote from Dr. James Ullman, and he's a professor, a psychology professor at NYU. And he also states that judgments are being made and impressions are being formed all the time. Now, there's another research that was done in 2009, and it found that factors ranging from clothing style to your posture actually play a major role in how you actually leave an impression on people and how impressions are formed. Now, when you think about it, it seems a little shallow, but that is just something we kind of have to swallow because, you know, as many people, I would think that, you know, if you're going to be judging me by the clothes that I'm wearing, that's tacky or doesn't really show credibility. But the reality is how you put yourself together and present yourself to the world every day leaves an impression on just about everyone that sees you. So you do have to stop and think and decide what is the impression that you want to leave on people. You may be thinking or saying to yourself or saying back to me right now, I don't have the money or the time to spend on clothes. And I don't think, you know, that my clothes has anything to do with the impression that I leave on people. Well, you know, it does. And first of all, let me just tell you, as a lover of being a savvy spender, this has nothing to do with the price, the brand, the label of your clothes. It could be an $8 dress. It all comes down to how you put your clothes together and how you put yourself together. So your clothes do have a voice of their own. What are yours saying about you? So a few years ago, I had an industry event and I had to attend this event. It was with other business owners where some I already knew and some I'd be meeting for the first time. And there was this one woman in particular that I looked forward to meeting because everyone had recommended her highly and her expertise and work ethics. But they also gave me a warning that she was like a cutthroat, no nonsense, harshish kind of lady. And I never really move. I don't allow myself to be shaken by those types of recommendations because everybody's connections and vibes with people are going to be completely different. So I got there and one of my colleagues greeted me and immediately like gave me the rundown. This woman was in there and she had gone over to her and said hi. And, you know, she was very curt with her and she had actually spoken to her in like this condescending manner and she was livid to say the least. So I was kind of put off by that because I hadn't even gotten inside and I thought to myself, I was like, you know, who's this woman think she is and who is this lady? Like, it's unbelievable that so many people were saying this woman just like rubbed everyone the wrong way or they felt kind of, I don't know, fearful of her. Anyway, I went in and, you know, met some great people, put her out of my, I wasn't even really remembering what was said as the evening went on and, you know, just went around and socializing. And here it was, I met some great people and I had no idea how she looked. So I really didn't even know if I really said hello or didn't say hello to this woman, okay? So I'm not going to say her name. She's like really great and well-known for what she does, but I won't get into that part. So I'm walking through, and again, I meet all these wonderful people. And by this point, you know, in the evening, as my colleague comes back, I really had no idea if I had come across her already. And, you know, as I'm making my way around, this sweet lady came over to me and she said, I just had to come and meet you. I've been admiring you since you walked in and wondering, you know, who you are. So you caught my attention, like you walked into the room and you look so sharp. So I was like, oh, wow. No, I didn't say that. But of course, in my mind, I was like, wow, this is really sweet. So we got to talking about business and the event and, you know, on and on. And as our conversation was ending and I was walking away, I said to her, I was like, it's really great speaking to you. I never got your name. Well, hot diggity dog, turns out that this was the lady everyone had told me and warned me about. And her and I had never gotten that negative first impression. I didn't have that impression of her. And as our communication progressed, it went in a positive direction. We collaborated, you know, after that on some different things. And my tone with her was set from the very first meeting, clearly. And so other issues that others had complained about, I never encountered that with her. And I never experienced the treatment that, you know, I had heard about. So that leaves that question out there. Was this because of her first impression of me? Or what? Why? What was the difference? You know what I mean? I think it had to do with the first impression. And so there went that, you know, that completely showed me a difference. And I really do believe that people may underestimate the power of how you put yourself together. And putting yourself together, I will always say, has nothing to do with the amount of money that you spend on what you're wearing. So get that out of your head. A lot of times, I don't have the money for this, I don't have the money for that. It has nothing to do with money. So, had I gone to this event looking like an insecure, like slouchy, frumpy cat, then who knows if the experience would have been different. You know, there's no telling because that, you know, it's not like we replayed the event and I went differently. But I honestly think that that had a part to play with it. Confidence is key in making any look and impression a positive, lasting one. Not a price tag, not a label. So whether you're going to the grocery store, an interview, church, school, you name it, your clothes have a voice of their own, and what they say completely depends on you. How well you've put them together, how well you've pulled yourself together, completely depends on you. So this is like a different little test that I've done, and I'll do it again and post it. But you can have three different people wearing the same outfit with three different personalities, and that outfit can look completely different on each person. And so I did a little research. I love doing research and looking at like stats and doing these things and then getting to share them with you and other people. And it's so much deeper than just the latest trends and fashion. It's also about like sharing and confidence building and helping you and me grow and be the best people that we can be, you know, and that starts on the inside, no matter what your situation is. So let me tell you about this other research that was done back in 2011. And if this research was done, you know, they always poll a lot of people in over a great period of time. And it found that people judge women with makeup as more likable and competent and trustworthy, like makeup on your face. And they trust them more than people with or women with bare faces. And here's the thing. Though wearing too much makeup then undermines their impression. Like it can swing it all the way over. So this is like a research that was done. And it goes to show you that there are statistics and this actually is a truthful situation. It's not just someone running their mouth and making it seem like a materialistic type of thing. But in life, if you're going through and wanting to accomplish things and wanting to be the best you and make a good impression on people, these are factors that play into it. It's not just about the knowledge in your head. It's not just about the people that you know. You have a part to play in it. And it starts in your wardrobe. So there's this doctor, help me, Lord, if I pronounce this wrong, Dr. Rosanna Gadagno, G-U-A-D-A-G-N-O is how her last name is spelled. And she says she's done research as well. And she says that women need to think more about like their hairstyle and clothes and what it says about them. Like, be comfortable, but remember, being neat always wins out. So it's so simple. Like, iron your clothes. If it needs to be ironed, wear your size. Nothing so small that you look like you're mistakenly wearing your cousin's clothes. Or nothing so oversized that you're, like, looking sloppy and disheveled. And, you know, here's the thing. Okay. Have you ever worn something somewhere and while you're there or when you get home, you wish you just had not done that and completely worn something else? Have you felt like you didn't give a true representation of yourself, your personality, your personal style because of what you chose to wear that time? That has happened to me a number of times and I hate that feeling. There's a okay, so that's happened more than twice, three times. But there is a number of reasons why this happens. And I don't know if you can relate to it, but I know it's like you're not in the mood when you get dressed. You're angry, you're frustrated, angry with your other half, frustrated with the kids, your job sucks, you want to lose some pounds, you want to put on some pounds. Been there, done that. You feel like you have nothing in your closet that you love. Laundry wasn't done. You're trying to figure out your personal style. You don't have the money to buy the things that you would like to see yourself in. It's like on and on and on. But I mean, has that hit the nail on the head for anyone? I mean, our mood also plays a major part in what we do with ourselves and how we put ourselves out there. But it's something that you have to get in your head and remind yourself every day that your clothes do have a voice of their own. And what they're saying about you is completely in your control. So there was this time not long after I moved here. And I remember I was feeling like blah that day. And I had to go and meet someone about business. And I'm not a plan your outfits a week ahead kind of girl. I commend everyone who can just like pull the outfits for the week and have them lined up and then they go, no. I tried that a couple of times. No, my complete feeling about that is, yeah, that's not so much for me because my outfits are definitely a reflection of my mood. And on this particular day, it was like cold and gray and like yuckland for me. And I grabbed these beige pants I hadn't worn in a really long time. Sweater, you know, threw that on and this burnt orange vintage jacket with like a fur coat. So this was like my zhuzhed up pizzazz to the outfit. So I grabbed my boots and I went to the car and, you know, I left without the mirror look over, which is a major mistake and no. That was just like the first wrong. So when I got back home and walked past the mirror, I promise I felt my heart flutter in my chest because I said out loud, I was like, Shazon, what the hell? The pants had on like, oh my God. When I put them on, they seemed fine. So they were like these bellfoot pants. And turns out with my high heels, what seemed like a good length when I was, you know, in my closet putting it on was fine. But these pants with the high heel boots that I chose looked like they were trying to climb up my legs or get away from the floor. The fabric was like a stiff khaki type fabric. So the bottoms of these bell bottom pants like stuck out and literally look like bells, but they're floodwater pants. And it looked just ridiculous. Like there was a thick hem. Clearly the reason why I had not worn them, and clearly the reason why they should have been taken out of my closet. So it was just all wrong. Sandals, if I had put them on with sandals, maybe, but this, it just, the whole entire thing was just wrong. And I knew that that happened because I felt like crap and not in the mood before. And so here came like the ultimate fail to my day, which made the entire outfit and me look just ridiculous. And so reality check at that moment, I can't redo my meeting. So whatever impression that left on the person I was meeting with was a done deal. And there goes that. And I was completely irritated with myself, but it goes to show that there are no redos, and your first impression, you know, can either make or break the deal. So, you know, as I said, your clothes do have a voice of their own. Here are a few quick and easy ways to make your clothes say what you want them to. And just know, like, I mean, this happens to everybody. So as you're listening, know that you're definitely not the only one that has those days when you feel like, you know, you look frumpy or you feel frumpy or whatever, but you just have to catch yourself and know that it does make a difference, because you do have some people that fall into a rut. And every day they're putting things on that they're not happy with, and they go out and about and they feel like crap, which then projects this kind of humdrum sense of who you are to others. And that's just not what we want to do. I mean, you got to like snap yourself out of it sometimes, or snap your friends out of it sometimes if you see that happening. And, you know, let's be the best people that we can be on a day-to-day basis and get the things that we want. So here are the fixes, and they're so simple and easy. First of all, let's start with wearing our size. Like, make sure your clothes are not only clean, but wrinkle-free and neat. It's so simple. Even the trend of like these oversized boyfriend ripped jeans is a well-thought-out look. And to pull it together takes time and effort. Just like this other natural no makeup look. Oh, there's makeup there. It's always makeup. There's always makeup there. But it's a well-thought-out look as well. And the application requires time and effort, just the same as our outfits should come from time and effort. So have confidence. Confidence is key no matter what you're wearing. It can make or break any deal. Trust me. And be mindful of where you're going, like the environment that you're going to be in, the people you're going to be around. Is it like a networking event, an interview? Are you going to school, work, the grocery store, afternoon party, the kids' school? I mean, it does matter. You have to think about that. Look, I've had those days where I'm up at the school and a mom comes walking in or whatever, and I have to stop and pause because I'm like, oh my God, that kid must be horrified. How do you come in a bedroom slipper? How do you come in clearly? What was your nightwear? You know, it's like, hello, that is going to make a difference in how people treat you. And also, work with what you have. This doesn't cost a thing. You make it with a t-shirt and a jean combo. You can look like you don't give a rat's behind about life in that jean and t-shirt. Or you can make that same jean and t-shirt look like a fabulous outfit. And it's like, take time for yourself. Reflect your true self and make sure that your first impression is your best impression and a lasting impression. You deserve to feel beautiful, live beautiful, and be empowered. And remember, if nothing else, what I've said, your clothes do have a voice of their own. And what they're saying about you completely depends on you. You've been listening to The Skinny with me, Shazan. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for next week's podcast. See you then. Bye.